11. Jake heard them coming again. Come, come, Kamala. Heard them promising to eat his balls and drink his blood. Brag, 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 he thought. But tried to run faster anyway. He was alarmed to find he couldn't. Doing the mind swap with Oi had tired him out quite a little bit. No. Roland had taught him that self-deception was nothing but pride in disguise and indulgence to be denied. Jake had done his best to heed this advice and as a result admitted that being tired no longer described his situation. The stitch in his side had grown fangs that had sunk deep into his armpit. He knew he had gained on his pursuers. He also knew from the shouted cadence chant that they were making up the distance they'd lost. Soon they would be shooting at him and Oi again, and while men didn't shoot for shit while they were running, someone could always get lucky. Now he saw something up ahead, blocking the corridor. A door. As he approached it, Jake allowed himself to wonder what he'd do if Susanna wasn't on the other side, or if she was there but didn't know how to help him. Well, he and Oi would make a stand, that was all. No cover. No way to reenact Thermopylae Pass this time, but he'd throw plates and take heads until they brought him down. If he needed to, that was. Maybe he would not. Jake pounded toward the door, his breath now hot in his throat, close to burning, and thought, it's just as well. I couldn't have run much further anyway. Oi got there first. He put his front paws on the ghostwood and looked up as if reading the words stamped into the door and the message flashing below them. Then he looked back at Jake, who came panting up with one hand pressed against his armpit and the remaining arisers clanging loudly back and forth in their bag. North Central Positronics Limited. New York, FedEx. Maximum security. Verbal entry code required. Number 9, final default.